Hello.
Hello, everyone. This is Mia and Alexia.
Well, this is Mia.
And Alexia for our first episode of Matter of Fact.
Yes, and this is, well, Mia, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And yeah, like we said, this is our first ever episode of Matter of Fact. So welcome to everybody who's joining.
We have a hidden theme that we will be revealing by the end of the episode. We're going to do this every week, and I guess we should just introduce our show.
Yeah.
So we wanted to do this show because we both share a love for music, and we like to share this with each other. We have a 99% match on Spotify.
Yes, we do.
So this felt like a perfect thing for us to do, and like we really enjoy creating themes and like having running... what's it called? Like connections between everything that we have and deep hidden meanings, like subliminal messaging and everything that we do.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the basis of what we're planning on doing with our show. So hopefully by the end of the night, you guys will be able to find out our hidden theme. We will be mentioning it though at the end of the show. But the first song that you guys just heard is called No More Like That by
Ifon.
I really honestly
it's
don't know how to pronounce it.
It's the guy from Duster.
Yeah, he's like in a thousand other things too. So this is one of his side projects from the early 2000s. So we decided to open our show with the song because it's like...
It's our song. Basically, not to sound corny or anything. But it's our song that kind of like really brought us together with music, and it's just like something that Spotify tells us is our song that brings us together.
It starts off all our playlists and everything. So anyways, what are we listening to now?
Space Is the Place by Men I Trust, and then coming up the next couple songs will be Stargirl Interlude by The Weeknd and Andromeda by Waze Blood, and then a few songs after that. But I guess if you guys want to keep listening to the rest of the song and then enjoy some more songs after that.
Yeah, talk to you in a bit.
Thank you guys so much for listening in.
Thank you. see nothing in it for me, except my heart that's lazy, running for my own life now. I'm really turning some time, looking up to the sky for something I may never find. Stop calling, it's time to let me be. If you think you can save me, I dare you to
Alexia. I think it's time.
It's time. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. That was the drunk driving PSA. I just wanted to get that out of the way.
Thank you so much, man.
All right, down to business now.
Down to business.
We have about 8 minutes of talking with this song. What you just heard the past few songs were Space Song by Beach House, Interstellar Love by Thundercat.
Yeah. And the first one after Stargirl was Andromeda by Wise Blood.
A quick one before The Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut by Have a Nice Life and
is what is playing,
what's
now.
Playing right now. All right. I really want to talk about Mia's adventures lately.
Yeah.
Mia is on crutches.
I am on crutches.
She fell a couple days ago. And it's been chaos ever since. I have been her personal pack mule / Sherpa these past two days.
I am
groveling at her legs.
I am literally
tending to your every need, hand and foot.
They are accompanying me to the dining halls, putting all my food on my plates, bringing my food to the table.
Was it yesterday
everything.
That we went to SEC?
Oh my God, yeah.
That was yesterday.
We usually, when it takes about 7-8 maximum 10 minutes to walk to this science and engineering complex from where we live, it took us about a good 25 minutes,
30
a good 30 minutes because
it, not only
all,
is Mia on crutches,
it was also raining/snowing outside.
I had to carry Mia's backpack. I had my own bag. I had my camera. I had our jackets.
Yeah.
We walked there. Mia was like tripping
and people kept talking to me and I was like, guys, I can't right now. I kept getting seen by people and we looked our worst.
We had water dripping down our faces. Mia's glasses broke at one point.
Oh my gosh.
It was so bad.
The lenses popped out of the frame. But don't worry, I fixed them.
And then by the time we got there, we went to SEC, we went, waited in line for those sandwiches, and we didn't even get a table.
We
had to stand and eat.
People who saw that I was
on crutches, nobody even stood up.
Nobody offered.
It's like when you're on the T and the pregnant lady comes on and you like pretend that you're not looking. You're like, suddenly the ground is really interesting right now.
Yeah.
So that has been Mia's little adventure lately.
Yeah.
It's really exciting.
It's the fourth time that this happens to me.
Yeah.
First time I was
zero.
In middle school. Next two times, I really don't remember. I just know it was sports related, so.
Yeah.
I think I gotta stray away from that for a while. Even though this did happen while I was just walking.
Yeah, now Mia's been having to call Tupid every time she
Tufts
has
University
to go
Police
somewhat
Department.
Of a long distance.
Yeah. First time in the back of a police car.
Yeah, hopefully the last as well.
Hopefully, it was twice, so.
It's been really funny. I've been a lone wolf traversing this campus lately because like usually we do everything together and
we take like our nightly walks after dinner.
Nope. Can't happen anymore. No exercise. I've been slacking. I've been lacking. Everything's been going wrong ever since Mia went on the crutches. I've barely been speaking, you know, because usually I'm like, Mia, we have to talk about everything. There's nothing to talk
to. I'm never there. It's like I disappeared.
Oh, a couple days ago. Let's talk about the Bechdel test.
Oh my God.
So a couple days
ago.
Was
that the night that Peter and George got to the house?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
okay.
was not
Hi,
yesterday,
Peter and George,
but the day
if you
before.
Guys are listening,
probably just
by
Peter.
The way.
Peter's listening.
Hi, Peter.
And the only listener,
our singular
besides
listener.
Your dad, Elgato.
Elgato la fa, ¿verdad que? You guys are listening.
So a few days ago, we had this challenge where we were, in any conversation that we had with each other, we had to pass the Bechdel test, which is where two fictional female characters have to engage in at least one conversation that isn't about a man. So we took this to the extreme, right?
Yes, we did.
We, for the entire day, we were not allowed to talk to
each
other about
24
men.
24 hours.
24 hours from midnight to midnight. And you know what? We did it. It was really difficult. We had a few exceptions. When we were in group settings, we could talk about men. When men were in the room, we could talk
about
them.
But between us, we couldn't.
Nope.
Hold a conversation regarding
we
men.
We had only probably about like 5 collective minutes of conversation that entire
day.
It,
because what they...
So we were separated.
It was the day I went to the ER, man.
It was the day you went to the ER.
It was on Monday. It was on Monday because I skipped class to go to the ER because of my crutches, right? So I didn't even see you that morning. I think I saw you in the morning.
Because I had class.
You left. And that was it.
We didn't even eat dinner together.
I didn't text them at all.
We had no conversation whatsoever. It was honestly like really kind of depressing.
It was really
depressing.
But
you know what? I'm never doing that again.
Never again.
High five from across the table.
Yeah. Here's to never doing that again.
Yeah. How much longer do we have?
We have about like a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay,
until the
song I'm gonna introduce the next few songs. This was a quick one before The Eternal Worm Devours Connecticut by Have a Nice Life. Next up is Stars Will Fall by Duster. After that is Hey Space Cadet, Beast Monster Thing in Space by Car Seat Headrest.
Yes. And then after,
you pronounce that one.
The next songs are the ones that I chose for the night, which is called Planetas by Hola Ville, which are a Colombian rock band from the capital of Bogota. The next is a Space Cowboy by Flipturn. And then the one right before our next break will be El Cielo Está Cabrón by Juan Galeano, who is somebody who is near and dear to my heart. Family friend type of guy. Really, really cool. He's in a Colombian rock band called Diamante Eléctrico, which if you guys keep listening to our show bi-weekly, you will probably end up hearing more of Juan Galeano and his rock band. So yeah, that's pretty much what we have for now.
A few songs after this, you're gonna have a lot of music to listen to. No talking at all. So you guys enjoy. We'll catch you at the next break.
Catch you in a bit.
days drive away from Memphis.
All right to want to dream. It doesn't matter. cielo, como satélites flotan, pueden ver.
Today, but now I've joined the cavalry, and my head's been shaved, and I cry like your baby, but I'm trying not to break. Thank you.
El cielo está cabrón, no sé por qué tardé en darme cuenta que aquí viven todos mis amigos, todo lo que siempre alguna vez yo quise. Y nada más me puede tocar. El cielo está cabrón, no le tenía fe. Y a la entrada me tocó tragarme todas mis palabras. Yo que me veía ardiendo en lo profundo del averno, lléme acá. Quisiera mostrarte el cielo. Aquí no hay premura.
Aquí no hay premura.
Bailo al son de la dulzura.
Bailo al son de la dulzura.
Los de la tierra están tristes por mí. Yo estoy triste por ellos. Me trajo aquí un cabrón. Nos encontraremos en el cielo, donde la alegría se dura. Aquí no hay gente basura. Los de la tierra están tristes por mí. Yo estoy triste por ellos.
Hello, everybody.
Hello.
We're back. Thank you for listening, everybody who's been listening for the past.
Yeah, what are you doing up this
late? Yeah, guys, it's almost 2 in the morning, okay? I mean, I get it. We're all studying for midterms and everything, but
no,
gosh,
we're not.
No, we're not. I know we're not. But yeah, so that, what you just heard was Juan Galeano, El Cielo Está Cabrón. Again, really wonderful. We are ready to reveal our theme. We don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the theme or anything, but would you like to say it at the same time, or would you like to give
our
the news?
Our theme is
space.
It totally wasn't obvious based on the
it
title
totally wasn't
being on
all.
The WMFO website when you click
oh,
on
that's
our show.
True. Eh, whatever. It's okay. All our songs were hinting. Hinting at
alluding.
Space.
A little bit of a sprinkle of space.
A little bit. Even if it wasn't like outer space, space between people, space.
This one's just about the sky.
This one is
Great
about
Mother
the sky.
In the Sky. By
Every
Lion
other
Milk.
One has also been about the sky, interstellar stuff.
Yes, it has.
Yeah.
Well, this has been really exciting. Like, I'm really excited to have been able to do this. This is our first one. We're bi-weekly, though, so I guess it takes a little bit
so
of the pressure off. We'll get some more sleep.
On in your calendar for not next week but the week after
The week after
for matter of fact
with This is Matter of Fact.
And you're listening.
Mia, Rose, and Alexia. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Yeah, we got the tag and everything.
Nice one. But yeah, it's been wonderful.
Yeah.
Should we finish listening to the song?
I think we're going to cut it a little bit early so that we can listen to our final song, Taking Up Steak by Mustard Service.
Yes. Some wonderful time to talk about them. So something that I personally want to do throughout our shows is put music from the underground music scene from Miami, which is my home, and from here, from Boston, too.
Which is my home, and also where we go to school.
Exactly. So I feel like it would be a nice little balance between our worlds.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, like Alexia said, this next song is by this band called Mustard Service, which is called Taking Up Space.
Yeah, this was actually the band that kind of solidified our friendship. I have been listening to Mustard Service for years, and I mean, I'm not from Miami, obviously. And I told Mia, and I was like, oh yeah, I love Mustard Service. This is one of my favorite bands. Mm. Like, I'm really into that whole surf rock. And Mia was like, I know Mustard Service.
Because they're from
they're
Miami.
My homies.
They're my homies. We're friends. I was like, bro, Alexia, I know these dudes, you know? So we went to their concert on, it was actually March. It was 1 year ago today. Well, yesterday.
What?
Oh my gosh.
That's crazy.
1 year ago yesterday. That's insane. It was March 1st, 2022 that we went to go see their show. And I think that was the moment where I was like, okay, Alexia's a for life or type of thing, you know? So.
I'm going to cry. I literally started crying on the shuttle today because I love Mia so much.
No, yeah. I was crying in class because I love them so much. So
this has been a great step for us to take together. Yeah. You know, we're going to be getting, you know, an apartment together.
Yes, we are.
Charlie,
who also has a show.
Was a wonderful trainer to us, and so was Anna, who is going to be like a... an honorary member of our household.
True. Charlie has a show on Tuesday nights from 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. called Zen or the Skill to Catch a Vibe. And Anna, you can catch her at, what is it, 1 p.m.? 2 p.m.
on Sundays.
2 p.m. on Sundays with her show Something in the Air.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, again, thank you guys for listening in.
We're going to put on some Taking Up Space by Mustard Service.
Which you can catch them April 16th here in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Ticket link in their bio at Mustard Service on
free plug.
Social media. Free plug, for real. Yeah. You guys better.
This is me and Alexia, WMFO Medford. Thank you guys so much for listening.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
See you in 2 weeks.
Can't help but feeling like a jerk.